Singapore's Ministry of Health recently announced that it aimed to increase its COVID-19 testing to 40,000 tests per day by the latter half of the year. But to carry out such a large-scale operation, the nation needs more people on board to carry out these tests. And they're willing to pay for it too. According to the nation's Ministry of Health page, COVID-19 test swabbers can earn up to $3,800, or $11,608 per month. And before you ask, no, they don't need any experience in healthcare to be eligible for this job. You will, however, need a Singaporean citizenship or PR to apply for this position. All successfully shortlisted applicants will be provided training as said on the SG Healthcare Corps website. Job vacancies are available for swab assistants and swabbers following a job posting released to the public under the Employment and Employability Institute E2I, a division under the National Trades Union Congress NTUC, reports today online. Once they are hired, they'll start off as a swab assistant, making about $3,400, earn $10,375 a month, before being promoted to a swabber. Swabbers earn $3,800, earn $11,608 a month. If they're successful, they may be stationed in government quarantine facilities, community recovery facilities, nursing homes and other public premises. Hired applicants will work 6 days a week over a period of half a year, with the option to extend their services for 3 more months once the 6 months are up. So what exactly does the job entail? Well, if you're a swab assistant, you'll have to make sure the right person shows up at their stated appointment time for on-site registration by cross-checking their name and ID number with the name list provided by the camp. Fill in registration and lab forms completely. Disinfect chairs and tables after each patient enters during triage and registration. Prepare tissue paper for patients if required. Coordinate with ushers to approach the individual patient with swab kits and correct client names at their respective areas of designation. Inform client on swab process, potential discomfort and the steps that will proceed after the swabs. Prepare and seal specimen bags for swabber to deposit specimen container after each swab. Triaging of patients on the other hand, if you're a swabber, the job description requires you to check with verified patients for any respiratory symptoms, contraindications based on the checklist provided. Coordinate with medical doctors to swab and attend to isolated clients who are declared positive for respiratory symptoms, contraindications. Double-check correct client name labels on swab kits and ensure 1 meter distance at all times. Perform nasopharyngeal swab procedure to collect specimens for lab testing. Attach patient sticker with lab number onto specimen container after each swab. Follow necessary procedures and secure the swab in the UTM on lab provided rack. Check in on client's well-being at all times before and after swab. What do you guys think of this? Also read, RM10, 5K salary, 21 days annual leave and signing up bonuses offered to new SG bus drivers. You have reached the end of this story.